We were mentioning names yesterday at the close of the show with Dr. David Cloutier from Mount St. Mary's University about who might be on the short list of those to be Pope. And Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio was not one of them. So who is this man who is now Pope Francis? CBS's Alan Pizzi took a look.
One of five children born to an Italian railway worker who emigrated to Argentina, he is no stranger to suffering. He lost a lung to infection as a teenager. As Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Jorge Bergoglio chose a simple apartment over a sumptuous official residence, took public transport, and often cooked his own meals. Cardinal Bergoglio was seen as the voice of conscience during Argentina's economic crisis, an advocate of the poor who was not afraid to speak out against globalization. He's also a conservative and opposes abortion, supports celibacy, and called gay adoption discrimination against children.
Joining us once again is Dr. David Cloutier, who we had on yesterday from Mount St. Mary's University. He's a theology professor. How you doing, Dr. Cloutier?
Nice to be back so soon.
I tell you, we were anticipating, you know, maybe something happened yesterday or today. We were talking about that. But first, your reaction to the selection of Pope Francis.
Well, I think it's one of these choices where I'm a little surprised in retrospect that we didn't pay more attention to this guy. Certainly the stuff I was reading didn't spend a lot of time looking at him. He was the runner-up, supposedly.
Right.
You know,
that's what we hear. That's what we get as rumor.
That's what we hear. The runner-up last time around, and he has a combination of qualities that that when you look at it after the fact, you realize that he meets a lot of the criteria. I suspect he was overlooked because of his age.
Right.
I think most people were thinking that someone somewhat younger, perhaps in their 60s, would be the one chosen. And so since the man is Francis is 76, I think that was surprising. But again,
should we make significant, before you move on from that, should we make any significance of his age, or should we be looking to other factors as it relates to his selection?
I think it's not a primary factor. I think they were looking for somebody from outside of Europe. Quite obviously, the first Latin American pontiff is a great signal of how vibrant and important the Latin American church is in the world church. And I think he has a penchant for reform. We were talking about the need cardinals see for some kind of governance shakeup within the Vatican. And he's a pure outsider. He has not spent any of his career in the Roman bureaucracy. He has always been in Argentina. He's also a Jesuit, a member of the religious order, and so has a certain kind of independence from Rome that makes him an interesting figure in terms of thinking about reforming some of the systems within the Vatican.